The most consequential thing happening in enterprise technology right now is not a single product launch. It is the simultaneous compression of three multi-billion dollar value chains: voice AI, agentic infrastructure, and physical robotics, each crossing a commercial viability threshold within the same 12 to 24 month window. When structural breaks of this magnitude cluster, the firms that move in the first cycle capture durable advantages. The ones that wait until the pattern is obvious are already 18 months behind. Start with a number that anchors everything else: $47.2 billion. That is the combined addressable market across contact center automation, real-time translation services, and voice-enabled workflow automation, a market that has historically required 3 to 5 vendors to assemble. ASR for transcription, NLU for intent, a translation layer, a TTS engine, and an orchestration framework stitching it together. OpenAI's release of GPT Real-Time Translate and GPT Real-Time 2, with native tool calling, CRM write, and calendar integration, collapses that entire stack into a single API endpoint. The broader pattern here is familiar from prior platform transitions. Salesforce's CRM ecosystem between 2004 and 2008, AWS cloud adoption from 2008 to 2012, Slack and Teams rewriting enterprise communication between 2016 and 2019. In each case, the first 12 to 18 months determined which vendors established integration primacy that persisted for 5 to 7 year competitive cycles. We are at that inflection point now in voice AI. The incumbents facing direct pressure are well-defined. Microsoft's Nuance acquisition, a $19.7 billion bet in 2022, built its differentiation around power platform connectors. GPT Real-Time 2's native tool calling erodes that differentiation directly. AWS Connect carries the highest disruption risk because its architecture depends on discrete service chaining, precisely the complexity the new API eliminates. And pure-play transcription vendors, DeepGram, Assembly AI, Rev.com, are looking at valuation multiples compressing from 8 to 12 times arranged by down toward 3 to 5 times arranged by within 6 to 9 months as M&A activity accelerates. The probability of 3 to 5 significant acquisitions in the $200 million to $2 billion range within 12 months is real and rising. For enterprise buyers, the API cost estimates, roughly 6 cents to 15 cents per minute extrapolated from published GPT-4o audio pricing, generate a potential $2.90 to $8.7 billion in annual savings if contact center costs decline 10 to 30% against that $29 billion market baseline. But there is a regulatory dimension that most competitive analyses are underweighting. Voice agents performing autonomous CRM writes and calendar access likely qualify as high-risk AI systems under EU AI Act Annex 3, with enforcement beginning August 2026. Enterprises that architect audit logging, consent management, and human override mechanisms in the next 6 months will hold a 9-18-month regulatory advantage over less prepared competitors in financial services, healthcare, and insurance. That is not a compliance cost. It is a competitive moat. Looking at the landscape of agentic infrastructure, the most strategically significant development in this cycle is not a single model release. It is a three-way structural split between the major providers that is forcing enterprises to make an architectural choice they cannot defer. The split looks like this. Anthropic has restricted subscription-based agent workloads at scale, redirecting builders to metered API access. This is not a product decision. It is a unit economics correction. Agents consume 3 to 5 times more tokens per interaction than standard chat users,
making flat subscription pricing
structurally margin negative. OpenAI moved in the opposite direction, bundling codecs across all paid chat GPT tiers and accelerating integration with OpenClaw, the leading open-source agent framework. Sam Altman confirmed this publicly on May 1st. Google released Gemma 4 under Apache 2.0 for local agentic deployment, not a direct assault on frontier model use cases, but a bid to own the majority of token volume in production workflows at zero licensing cost. The probability that this three-way structural split Anthropic metered and premium, OpenAI subscription and distribution, Google open and local, persists for 18 to 24 months, is in the 70 to 80% range. That makes model-agnostic workflow architecture the only rational enterprise response. And intelligent model routing, local or inexpensive models for classification, frontier models only for high judgment steps, can reduce agentic workflow inference costs by 40 to 70% compared to routing everything through frontier APIs. Building on that, the deeper strategic implication is the one that mirrors AWS's historical capture of value above commodity compute. As IaaS commoditized raw compute, value migrated to orchestration, tooling, and the data layer. The same dynamic is unfolding in the agentic layer right now. As model capability commoditizes, accelerated by Gemma 4's open license and open weight model parity, the scarce compounding asset is the workflow loop with owned memory, tools, and operating rhythm. Memory is the compounding asset. It becomes more valuable with each workflow execution. The 12TO 18-month window to establish vertical workflow positions with owned memory in engineering ops, compliance review, customer operations, research, is the single most time-sensitive strategic priority in the current cycle. Laggards cannot replicate that depth at equivalent cost once the gap compounds. Now to the domain where the structural break is most viscerally visible, physical AI. Figure AI has increased production throughput 24 times over, from one robot per day to one robot per hour. Goldman Sachs projects the humanoid robotics addressable market reaching $38 billion by 2035, compounding at 70% or higher annually from a commercial revenue base of roughly $300 million in 2024. That CAGR is not a forecast. It is a measure of how early we are in the S-curve. This trend mirrors the previous cycle. The current 2025-2026 period in physical AI is analogous to enterprise software AI in Q3 2022, immediately post-ChatGPT, before widespread enterprise deployment standardized around specific vendors. Organizations that established pilot deployments and internal expertise in 2022 and 2023 accumulated 18 to 24 months of compounding learning advantage over late movers. The same clock is running now in robotics. The competitive architecture across platforms is not uniform. Genesis Gene 26, 5-0-shot generalization capability, with as little as 20 minutes of fine-tuning data per new environment, compresses enterprise deployment timelines from months to days, with a data flywheel architecture that approaches platform lock-in dynamics by 2026 to 2027. Boston Dynamics Atlas represents a defensible but addressable market-limited play inside Hyundai's captive manufacturing network. Kinetics AI Kai's 18,000 tactile sensing points offer decisive advantage for precision assembly in semiconductor and surgical device manufacturing, but require supply chain due diligence for organizations subject to export controls given XPeng Robotics engineering lineage. More importantly, one demand vector is systematically underweighted in most robotics investment theses. Aging population caregiving in China, Japan, Germany, and South Korea is largely independent of economic cycles. That makes humanoid robotics a defensive growth investment, not a pure cyclical bet. The pilot window is now. Commercial deployments at scale exceeding 1,000 units per enterprise are realistic for 2027 to 2028 for early movers. After that threshold, the cost of establishing equivalent operational expertise rises by an estimated 40 to 60% in integration complexity and vendor dependency. Two additional structural signals are worth anchoring before closing. On governance, the Musk versus Altman federal trial, seeking $150 billion in damages and reversion of OpenAI to nonprofit status, is establishing legal precedent in real time that will shape every AI organization's structure for the next decade. The core discovery disclosure, Greg Brockman's diary entry stating the for-profit conversion was planned while charitable trust obligations were active, creates a paper trail with material implications well beyond this specific litigation. The market learning being codified, structure as a public benefit corporation from inception. The proactive restructuring cost, estimated at $500,000 to $2 million in legal fees for a mid-sized organization, is orders of magnitude lower than defending a charitable trust breach claim at the scale of damages currently at issue. On application security, Anthropic's launch of Claude Security into a $14.1 billion market is arriving precisely when the vulnerability surface is expanding fastest. GitHub reports 55% of developers now use AI coding assistants, accelerating individual output by 30 to 55%. A 100-engineer organization shipping 30 to 55% more code annually without proportional security review capacity grows its unreviewed code surface by that same percentage every year. The probability of AI-generated code vulnerability causing a material enterprise incident within 18 months for organizations that have adopted AI coding tools without upgrading security review infrastructure is assessed at 70%, and an average breach cost of $4.8 $8 million per IBM's 2024 data, the ROI calculus on AI-native security infrastructure is unambiguous. Thesis update for today: three structural breaks, voice AI stack compression, agentic memory ownership, humanoid robotics manufacturing viability, have crossed commercial inflection points simultaneously. The governance precedent being set in the Musk-Altman litigation is compressing the runway for organizations still operating under ambiguous nonprofit or hybrid structures. And the application security gap is widening faster than most enterprises are tracking. The firms establishing first-mover positions in workflow architecture, memory depth, and robotics offtake relationships in the next 12 months are not gaining marginal advantage. They are building compounding moats that the second wave cannot purchase at equivalent cost. The window is open. It will not stay that way. Watching the horizon. Until tomorrow. Thank you for joining Macro Observer today. That's your global macro and enterprise strategy briefing. We'll be back tomorrow with the next set of structural signals worth tracking.